It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Detroit has. It's hard to know what Detroit has.
Yeah, I tend to think I'd rather work with Detroit. You've got a linebacker who's all-pro linebacker. You've got an all-pro defensive end. And you've got, if they can get healthy, two potentially all-pro safeties to work with. And it's a team that can make a run at a championship. Harrison Smith is retiring, right, from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So that is changing a little bit there. But more importantly, I don't think Minnesota's going anywhere. It's not to say Detroit's got the best job. Other teams, I imagine, would be, if you know, interviewing Brian Flores, there'd be some teams that are in contention for a championship that might be in better shape than the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at Minnesota's defense and I'm going, okay, this guy had a top three scoring defense, top 10 total defense. Why do you want to take over a defense that ranks nowhere near that?
Because you can turn them into that same defense. And if it's a better team, then you can win a championship.
If you can do it, you probably have a better path to a championship given their offense. Yes. But you're taking on a massive project when you kind of got to dial in now. Look, I'd love it. Don't get me wrong.
Unless you don't think it's a massive project.
Well,
you're watching from afar, maybe not even that afar, because you play them twice a year, and you've seen what they do defensively. If you're like, I swear to God, man, if they were run this defense instead, they'd be so much better off, but I'm glad they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Do you guys think Ben Johnson would have had a great season here with this year's offensive line? Please answer, I do not.
No, I don't think he would have. And it's not because he's, you know, number one on my list of people that I don't like in the NFL right now, but it's, I don't think he would have. He did.
I think he's been on the list.
He's on the list for sure. But no, I don't think he would have done anything, helped them out. I mean, maybe there might be some plays for sure that, that would have been more successful, but by and large, I don't think it would look that different.
Kang, do you think Ben Johnson would have made a difference with this year's offense?
I think he would have made a difference. Now, was that difference good enough to get him to the Super Bowl? Probably not. I think the offensive line issues were that big. But I do think they probably would have won a game or two that would have put him over the top to get him into the dance, at least. I think, John Morton, he got taken, his ability to call plays was taken away from him early. Dan Campbell, and it wasn't like they were averaging 16 points a game either. He just did not like the flow. He didn't like what he saw. He knows how it's supposed to look. He said it, right? And that's, I basically, it wasn't what he wanted to see, so he took over the play calling. I think Ben Johnson would have been the play caller the entire year. They would have won a game or two more and would have gotten the playoffs. Now, the Super Bowl, like I said, I think the offensive line issues were too much to overcome, but I think Ben Johnson would have gotten the playoffs.
Next text. Even when we have Frank here and had a good offensive line, it wasn't enough. The other defensive end would help our secondary and put us over the top. Just my opinion. That's from Toman Mike. So your all-in move that will show their continuing growth is to get an end opposite of Hutch. Is that lack of belief in Al-Qadim Muhammad? Is it concern that he's not coming back? Is it that people just aren't impressed with Al-Qadim Muhammad?
It could be a couple of things. I mean, Al-Qadim Muhammad had a great season with 11 sacks when you look at it just as numbers. But if you look at how many games did he have sacks in, it's, you know, I think it was 7. So that's more than half the season that you're not getting to the quarterback. And look, there's other numbers. I guess you could do a deeper dive and look at it. But I think based off
there's the pressures, is how you do in run support.
But based off the number that it's 11 for the quarterback sacks, I think Al-Qadim Muhammad is going to get paid this offseason. And you have to ask yourself, if you're the Lions, can we get more consistent effort from him for that price? Because he's going to likely command a $15 million a year salary. He's not going to get Trey Hendrickson money. You know, but is he, I mean, is he in a better situation than Jalen Phillips when it comes to what he's going to get paid in the offseason?
He might be. I mean, honestly,
he was a hell of a lot more productive than Jalen Phillips was with Philadelphia.
It's crazy because if you go out and sign an edge opposite of Hutch, I think it's too much of an ask to ask for a guy who's top 10, top 11 in the NFL in sacks. That's what Al-Qadim Muhammad was. He finished tied for 11th with Jeffrey Simmons with 11 quarterback sacks. And again, we all know this. Sacks are not the only stat that matters.
No, but it's an important one.
Yep.
Yep. And I'd love to see the Lions sign him and bring him back.
Out of all the guys in the top 15, he had far and away the fewest sacks plus tackle for losses. So, which are just as valuable.
Yes, but I'm also guessing he probably had fewer plays.
He might have had fewer snaps. He might have had fewer snaps, but I mean, to get that kind of production out of whoever it is would be great. A big move here would be to get good coordinators. That's from an unnamed texter. I think the biggest thing this team could do is to get two players who are a veteran presence on the defense. Two guys that have been there and done that.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Well, they could, and I suspect they will. Like, there's, you know, they go after free agents specifically for need, and they use the draft just to replenish talent in the organization.
Well, and this year is going to be an interesting year. Is going to be where they look beyond Alex Anzalone, veteran player who may not be on this team. DJ Reader, veteran player, may not be on this team. Those are two positions right away that I think that and Marcus Davenport not going to be here. Not that he played a huge role, but another veteran. Do they need to go out and get more adults in the room that have been there and none that are or that are hungry to win that championship?
You're a Lions fan. If you're a season ticket holder, you got this in your inbox yesterday. I want to start by thanking, this is from Sheila Hamp. I want to start by thanking you for your commitment to our team and the support you showed throughout the season. I'm always blown away by the energy you create inside Ford Field and take it and the advantage you give our team every time we run out of the tunnel. Also want to acknowledge that our results on the field were not what we envisioned and frankly not good enough. While we do not believe it's time for drastic change, this is an opportunity to refocus, evolve, and move forward. I'm proud of the roster we have built and the 36 wins we've accumulated over the last three seasons. The success, however, doesn't happen by accident. It also doesn't guarantee future success. It is incumbent upon us to continue growing towards our ultimate goal of bringing a championship to all of you, the city of Detroit. I can assure you we're committed to looking at everything we do to ensure we're performing at the highest level. Through our conversations with Rod, Brad, and Dan, we're all aligned with this thinking and have already started meeting to address how to move forward. We're excited for what 2026 will bring and some of the new elements we'll introduce to all of you, our most loyal fans. Thank you again for your commitment. Go Lions, Sheila Hamp. How did you interpret that when you got it or when you hear it here? And what is that move that will, quote, continue growing towards the ultimate goal of bringing a championship that you want to see? The one thing that will indicate that that is the case for you. 248-539-9797-971.
Are you kicking off the new year by trying to save money with ice cold showers? Well, me neither. And this is why I called the team at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Don't let a frozen pipe or a broken furnace derail your New Year's goals before January's even over. Their local licensed experts are third-generation family tradesmen who handle the serious stuff so that you can focus on starting the year warm and stress-free. Whether it's your furnace or your water heater, a boiler or water filtration system, schedule your appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. That's BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.